Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome back to Dice for Dummies. Get on out of that student union. The lecture hall doors are open. Climb on in. We're going to get started with class here. Salem University open. Everybody who's registered on time. It didn't drop. This class, Days for Dummies, Days of Our Lives. Hey everybody, let's do some attendance. Who's here? Sandra, are you here? Sandra's here. She's in the chat. Hey, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Bridget's here as well. Hey, Bridget, welcome to the chat.
Hey, Bridget.
Hi. And let's see, Cat, are you here? Mama Cat.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Present.
Mama Cat, present, check mark. All right, in the attended, not absent column. I'm here. Hey, everybody, it's me, Matt. And Professor Angela is technically with us. She's a little off camera. She's doing her thing. Important Easter Sunday business.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll be climbing on in as soon as she's available and ready. Well, happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Easter Sunday 2024.
It sure is.
Bridget says happy Resurrection Day to all. So, hey.
Indeed.
I did it. I bumped the microphone.
See?
The cable, at least. So, hey. if you're if you're a religious person or somebody that follows the religion of the day, happy Resurrection Day to you. Happy Easter to everybody else, and happy just normal Sunday to people who don't care.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm here.
Angela, Professor Angela has climbed into the classroom through the window.
I am. I'll be popping in and out because I am at the Anime Boston convention with the kids that I nanny. But I am here, and I'm excited. Happy Easter, everybody.
Hey. You know, speaking of conventions, it really doesn't look like we're having a general hospital convention this year, everybody.
They would have announced that garbage.
There would have been announcements and guests and all sorts of stuff already announced at this point, but doesn't seem like it's happening. Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie. Happy Easter, girl.
It's raining in Oceanside. It was raining over the weekend here, Friday and Saturday, in Los Angeles proper, but... looks like we're getting a break right now.
We're getting a break, too. We had a big old rain cloud yesterday. And it was hailing, and it, like, flooded the backyard in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Well, look at...
need better drainage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's your weekly weather report that you get here in Days for Dummies.
It's beautiful here in Boston.
Well, that's
great.
And that's a major improvement from the last couple of months.
Especially. We've actually had a pretty easy winter, but it's easily probably around 60s today.
Well, I mean, the winter knocked you off the podcast twice, and so if that's easy, then we're going to count our blessings.
It did, but it was just like those days. It was like God was like, "No, thou shalt not podcast on my day."
This is the day in which you're going to get all the winter.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's much winter in Salem.
No, you know what? In the matter of a week, they took all the snow out of the town square, mm-hmm. and it's spring has sprung.
It is springtime in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for a christening.
Yep.
Perfect for a christening.
Perfect
yes.
For a loud suit during a christening.
I don't know how that didn't make all the best dress lists.
You know, I've got my questions about that too, but I don't make the choices. I just work here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dadism for you. I just work here. Dad said that my whole life. I don't know. I just work here. Go talk to the boss. I don't point to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's gray but dry here in Pittsburgh. Currently 53 degrees. Dun, 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 dun.
It's gray.
Weather at the 20s.
I can't wait for it to get hot. I'm so done with this winter garbage, really. I can't wait for Central Valley to get hot. And where I live, it's hot. In the summertime, it's hot. We typically have about 40 days of 100 degrees or more during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready.
Well, you live there, of course.
For it to get hot.
She moved there because she loves the feeling of constantly being in a hot tub, even without being in water.
Well, it's a dry heat, too. You could say that.
It burns you. You walk out there and your skin catches on fire.
We're not dealing with humidity and stuff.
I don't love it. I don't love it at all.
Not at all. So, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to put my sundresses back on and ready to just quit being cold.
Well, it's gonna start today with your Easter celebration.
Yeah.
Some sort of hot little number is what my mama cat's going to be putting on.
No. Easter gear.
I can only imagine what Angela looked like today. I mean, she's kept herself hidden. Like, what sort of crazy anime cosplay did she pour herself into? I want to know.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Are you dressed like an elf, Angela?
No, what? Yeah. I mean,
we're just going to speculate until she answers. What? See, she's busy. She's busy. She's a multitasker is what she is.
Matt.
Yeah.
Do you have some empathetic pains for your man, John Black? Because he is awfully upset.
He's going through it, isn't he?
He is going through
it. He just feels like just ripe garbage.
Mm-hmm.
He just feels like a stinky pile of refuse. Oh, we lost Angela. That's all right. That's okay.
He does. He is just so inner tormented, isn't he?
He is. He's torturing himself. Really? Yes. Over what he did 50 years ago at this point?
Dude, Katarina.
Katarina. But of course, Constantine.
I don't think John did a gosh darn thing to her, actually.
Probably not. Since we don't know, since they didn't start off saying, you did this, then there's definitely room for us to find out that he did not.
Yes. I actually wish that Days of Our Lives would have shown us that he didn't do it.
Stop leaving the question open. Have the audience know as we watch John be tortured.
Yes, I like that sometimes. I think that would be a better way to tell it. I don't know.
I guess we'll have to see where it continues to go because, Constantine's not making it easy for him. He's standing there next to Maggie being like, you know what? I forgive you. It was so long ago. We are completely different men now, John Black. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
That whole forgiveness crud is crud.
It really has to be. I don't think we had a follow up on Constantine since that scene on that Wednesday or something like that. But he's continuing to just try to stay in Maggie's good graces. We'll say.
You know, and a couple of weeks ago, she let him kiss her, and I almost puked for her.
Victor, right? She was married to Victor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Victor, he would want you to be adored and loved. See, it's great. It's great. Constantine is giving me my impression fodder. He's giving me that fun voice to wrap my lips around.
Well, I don't think Katarina's dead anyway.
Well, okay. So there was a somebody in comments in the YouTube comments section offered a update about who was playing Katarina. I guess the information that we got last week was slightly inaccurate, a little askew.
Okay.
I would have to pull up the comment again. I don't know if it's important enough for me to do that. But the person who's playing Katarina in the photos might not be as prominent as we had originally thought when it came to their history. With soaps. Okay. Let me see if I can pull it up. And then Kelly, I think Kelly was the one that provided the information last week. She can offer a rebuttal.
Kelly's not with us this morning.
Kelly is here. Kelly's here right now. Hi, Kelly. She wants to know where Angela is. Angela is split focus this morning. I hope she comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can pull
she's
this thing up.
Anime Con.
Yeah, she's at Boston Anime Con.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. All right, Mama Cat, I think your podcast. See, look at that. Matt and Cat and Mama Cat, and they always love you, Ma. You're the most popular person on the channel.
Come on.
The young woman, Katarina, in the photograph in the flashback, Constantine, a few weeks ago, was not played by Crystal Chappell. Crystal portrayed Carly Manning, a.k.a. Katarina von Luschner, on Days. So I guess it was a different Katarina that this actress had played. She was also briefly in All My Children's Santa Barbara, One Life to Live, Guiding Light, Bold and the Beautiful, and helped create Venice.
Well, actually, I remember that actress's name, and she does look just a little bit similar to the Katarina photo she does.
Yeah.
But I thought last week when someone said that name, I thought, oh, that kind of doesn't, kind of looks like her, but it kind of doesn't, or it looks like
So,
a
so
really
it was a
old
different
photo of
Katarina,
her,
I
I
guess, in the
thought.
history of days, is who this Crystal Chapel, Chapelle, Chapelle. I don't know how to say it.
I saw her on One Life to Live. I don't remember what, but I
Okay.
know that's where I saw her.
But then this comment by Pooh Forever, Pooh, P-O-O-H, as in Winnie the Pooh Forever, says that Katarina in the photo is being played by a person named El Patricos, or Patrikios, Patrikios. It's a Greek last name that I can't pronounce because I am uneducated and ignorant to the world at large. As for the day players they go on, they got
Sorry,
more.
I didn't make you more
Oh,
multi-layered
it's
now.
not your fault, Ma. You know where California public schools are like 48 out of 50. That might be an exaggeration. They're probably 36 out of 50, but it's not at the top, is what I'm saying.
Well, sure, it's not at the top.
I think it's somewhere in the middle.
It's not at the
It's not the
top.
worst. It's not like West Virginia. I made that up. In West Virginia might have the best education system for all I know. As for the day players, they go on. They got information about the day players too, so might as well just read this whole thing out. As for the day players, Wally had been asking Eric Marstall for years to do what Stephen Bradford had been doing with Port Chuck. So Eric decided the timing was right and wanted to do that after being at an event with Carson Boatman and heard Carson sing. So then Brandon, once Port Chuck got broken up, was asked to join their trio. And there we go.
And there you go, the day players. Well,
There you
you
have the
guys, if
birth
you
of the
ever
Day
have an
Players.
opportunity to go see them, go see them. They are really good.
Yeah, they
But
really are. It's a great
I have to
show.
tell you though, I have to tell you, the four day players, but they have hired a guitarist
To stand in the back.
that sits behind them. Oh my gosh, he's so good.
He's very talented too.
Super talented dude.
He's not a soap guy, so we don't know his name.
No, and he's willing to sit there in the back and get like almost no credit, right? You
While he actually makes the musicality for the things that they're doing.
know? Yes, because
You
he's
know, well, he
genius.
doesn't have to help Carson Boatman.
No, he doesn't.
But I think Boatman has a album and all sorts of different stuff that's out there if you want to explore what he can do.
Well, he can sing the hell out of some country music, that's for sure. He got a good kind of voice for it too, you know, kind of twangy a little bit, but then he can take the twang out when he wants to. He's very good. And so dang handsome. Holy smokes.
Kelly argues, Port Chuck is not broken up, they're just on hiatus.
Well, I would like to agree with you because if they ever get back together, I'm going to go see them.
I
The last
suppose.
time they were supposed to do a show in Sacramento, and I bought tickets for it and everything. And then they had some
Their
technical
laptop hard
difficulties and they
drive
lost
crashed
all their
that had all
tapes.
their music.
Yeah, they lost it all. And they're like, can't recover it. You know, they thought they'd be able to recover it and they tried and they lost a lot of their tracks. So, since they don't have a full band, they needed their tracks. And they couldn't like hurry up and get them back.
No.
So
So, I
that
mean, so
was the
that was the
last date.
excuse that they gave, at least.
That was the excuse they gave, at least. Yes. But man, I wanted to go see me some pork chop. Didn't happen.
I get that. I get it. Well, hey, so I guess as long as three out of four of them are not on new music projects, we can say that they're on hiatus. It's really only Brandon Brash that moved on to other musical endeavors.
Yeah.
Steve Burton, he's not in a new band. Bradford Anderson, he's not in a new band. And neither is Morgan. Craig, Brian, Brian, Craig, Craig, Craig Bryanston. What's Morgan's name? Morgan was in it, right?
No.
No? Who was it?
No, it was Scott Reeves.
Oh, I don't know who Scott Reeves is.
Well, he used to be Stephen Lars on GH a while ago. The last person that played Stephen Lars was Scott Reeves, and he has decades of work on other
Got
shows.
it.
Decades of work
Got
on
it.
other shows.
Got it. Well, now, hey, later on this morning, when we talk about General Hospital, we can speculate about Stephen Lars coming back to a little less crazy Heather.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's another show.
That's another show. That's another show that's coming up rapidly quick because we're not taking a big break this morning. We're going to
No.
take 5, 10 even, and then hop right back on to talk about General Hospital. Not 11, more
Yeah, you
like
guys
10,
don't wait
20,
for
or
11.
10:30.
Don't wait for 11. We're
Don't wait
gonna
for 11
fly
or
the
you
hell
will
there.
be late. So, Constantine trying to get into Maggie's pants, you know. I don't know what his plans are. It's a weird plan to be like, you killed my mother, but I forgive you now.
I'm gonna be a little disappointed if they let him actually have some intimacy with Maggie. I want her to find out at the last moment. One leg in the drawer still, if you want. She shouldn't do that.
Wait a minute. I've only got so many of these quests left in me, Constantine. Am I going to waste one of them on you?
I knew.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He's going to get his. He will.
He will. He will. He will. He will. Hey, Mai, so you know we're getting a new Tate already.
What?
We're getting a new Tate already.
I heard we were getting a new Tate. Yeah. I haven't seen a photo of him yet, but I heard we're getting a new Tate, and he's a little bit older looking.
He is a little bit older looking. Like Yeah. So this Tate, I would say, passes for like 17 to 19.
Our current one. I would go like 16, 17. He does not look like a legal age.
Okay, well, hey.
He classically got some really, really smooth skin still.
I am classically terrible at guessing people's ages. So I'll defer to you on that one. This one looks a little more 20.
Okay.
But also with this, but then, hey, you know, what about Holly? Does Holly look 16 or does she look 20?
I think she could pass for 20, but she would have to act a little different. She's hitting the mark for acting 16.
Well, I mean, these characters, I believe, are supposed to still be teenagers, still like juniors, seniors in high school type of age.
They are.
So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We have experience when it comes to actors that might come off a little older than what we intend. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Jamie Martin Mann, I think his name is, who was Blonde Tate, because this new Tate isn't blonde. This new Tate looks more like Eric. He's dark haired. And definitely has, you know, I know what you're talking about when it comes to the smoothness of the skin. It's like you can see it when somebody smiles, you know. Is it a light rolling of skin, or does it make a crease? Because if it makes a crease, you're 22.
If it makes this kind of crease, you're 62.
you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So new Tate, when he smiles, he's got the crease. So you can definitely tell that I guess he's a little older. I don't know. This is something that comes up a lot when it comes to recasting people. Their age. Are they age appropriate? Do we believe that they could be, you know, have had the same life experience as the actor that played them before? Mm-hmm. It's an interesting thing that we all get hung up on. I mean, we just talked 5 minutes about it and I didn't mean to.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe they're going to make Tate a bigger character on the show once he gets out of jail and stuff.
So they hired somebody that's done a lot of Disney.
Oh, have like they?
He's been on a number of the Disney Channel shows, which, you know, I don't think it requires... Listen, I'm old now.
I won't recognize him because I haven't watched very much of that.
We don't have people who watch those shows, right? We don't... My nieces and nephew are a smidge too young. And everybody else...
Scarlett's starting to watch that stuff.
Is she? Okay.
Yes.
All right, moving on from the truly children stuff and into something that actually has a little more... I don't want to say maturity because it has absolutely no maturity into it, but requires...
It's nonsense goofy.
But a better ability to understand a 30-minute plot line.
Mm-hmm.
Understand how the beginning problem leads to the end consequences. Being able to put those points together. Yeah. I don't want to make her sound dumb. She's not dumb. I just don't understand children.
You don't understand children?
Not really.
Well, this is the best way. This is what I recommend for understanding children. And this is an ability I've always had. And I can say my mother had it very much. I've never forgotten what it's like to be 8 years old, 10 years old. 12 years old. And I've never gotten that these minuscule problems that mean nothing, if I were 10 years old or 12 years old or 14 or whatever,
mean everything.
it would mean everything. And I think a lot of adults, we dismiss that stuff because we do know it's nonsense. But just, you got to jump back in that. You got to jump back in that little body and just remember, no, well, it's dumb shit to you, but it's not dumb shit to them.
You know, it's a little less like that for me. I'm a little less worried about, you know, the size of the problems that it feels like, but more like having an innate understanding of, okay, you're 10 years old. That means typically you watch this type of show. You like this kind of thing. You know, I'm not trying to like put people into like categories and little boxes or anything, but there's typical milestones, the typical things that people are into at certain points in their life. And I just don't know what that timeline is. So, you know, my niece, you know, 10 years old now, 8 years old now, 7 years, I don't even know how old she is. Nine?
She's eight.
See? I don't know what an 8-year-old is into.
Well, it's easy to remember their ages because they're 2 years apart. They're 6, 8, and 10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to be super easy then. let's see. So Jeannie says that somebody's running to college. So maybe Jamie Martin Mann is starting his college. And so he's stepping away from the show.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
So yeah, so they replaced him with some Disney kid. Some person who was on some upside down bunkhouse.
And you think like, okay, 7 months ago, that would have been around the time that school was starting.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. Yeah.
So I think Monday, actually, we're having the new. And then this week, Friday, we had a new Sloan. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, and it was the same Sloan that was on a couple of weeks ago for a day. Yeah. And I heard also the young man that's playing Tate, the new Tate, is engaged to that Sloan.
Well, hey, it's a small world. Wait, look at that. It's a small world out there, everybody. Small pool of actors to date.
So that new Sloan must be awfully young.
I guess, you know, unless it's May, December, Mom. Maybe she's 28 and he's 22.
Well, that's fine and dandy. Scandal. That's fine and dandy.
Scandal.
As long as they're not 17 and 25, you're good.
So my question is, though, because, you know, Twitter and social media was like, temporary Sloan, right? They were calling her Temp Sloan. But the little graphic at the bottom, it didn't say, will temporarily be played. It said, the role of Sloan is now going to be played by.
So I noticed that, too.
Like, that seemed pretty, that was permanent language.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that, too. And I thought she was temporary Sloan again. Too, but it always kind of disappoints me when the big beat of a storyline is given to somebody that's not the original player.
It takes the audience out a little bit.
It does,
and it also robs the actor who's doing it and the opportunity to do it at the best of their ability because they haven't played the moments leading up to it.
Right. Like for instance, when Alexis had that big showdown with Harmony.
With Harmony, and Harmony goes into the road and gets run over by Sasha. What? That's a different show, everybody, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was the same circumstances. Mm-hmm. It was a different Alexis. And even though that actress did a great job, it did take you out of it a little bit.
Now, in that case, it was an emergency situation. If they could have avoided that, doing that, the show would have, I think.
Yeah.
But Nancy Lee wound up getting knee surgery and wasn't able to film
she had,
something.
I think she had back surgery.
Back surgery, hip surgery, knee surgery. She had something. She did the Kelly knows, I'm sure. But she had some sort of surgery, had to miss that bit. It was really only that one episode, too.
Yeah, it was just so weird that
it was just a big bummer. Just a big bummer of timing.
But, so the new Sloan, though, she reminds me of the old Sloan quite a bit.
In the face, she definitely resembles. Well, like if you were to be watch and then miss 2 weeks and then watch and then miss a month and then watch and then it's her face, it'd be easy for you to go, oh, yeah, that's Sloan.
Yeah.
Really easy. What I like is the freshness in her performance of Sloan because she's been doing it for a shorter amount of time. So therefore, there is a little more effort given. And I'm not saying that it was, you know, this isn't disparaging the previous performance. Yeah. But this has, you know, like new, I need to make my statement, you know, I need to make most of my moments energy from her. And I think she hit a couple of good bits, a couple of good looks to Eric through it that sold a deeper amount of, Oh, what's the word? Just having a deeper problem.
Well, yeah. And when I, man, she looked like she was going to pee herself when she was in that baptism, and Leo pipes up and has something to say. Oh my gosh, she's just like, no.
Not right now. Now? Now, Leo, at the christening? Really? Of all the times, of all the places, you're going to choose here in front of everybody?
Well, I think next week the whole secret of the baby is going to come out before the, you know, I the demand the mansion's kind of clearing out of people already, but I can't imagine this staying underneath the hat too much
I
longer,
can't wait to get out of this house.
right? Man,
I came
I
in to
know
support
that
her.
Nicole was trying to do a good thing and everything. That was bad call, Nicole. Nobody wanted to be in that house. Everybody hates that house.
Only the Demers want to be in the Demera house.
Only the Damaras want to be in that house. And you know, I know they're never going to take Stefano's picture down. Man, everybody hates that fool.
They do. They do. They do.
Now, the Kiriakis house, they don't mind Victor's photo that much.
Well, the Kiriakis house burned down.
No, that was the Hortons.
Oh, was that? Well, yeah, you're right. You're right.
That was the Horton house. So the Kiriakis house, you know, they got a big old picture of Victor there too, but they don't seem to mind it as much. But over there at the Damaras, nobody
Well,
appreciates that photo.
Stefano was a terrible, horrible human being, it seems,
He
while
must have been.
Victor seemed to maybe have a redeeming quality or two. I feel like it's the difference between on General Hospital, Mikos Cassadine and Edward Quartermain.
Yes.
Like Stefano was Mikos, while Victor was a little more Edward, where he was just a surly bastard a lot, but had his moments of like, but you're
Well,
my dog.
and the few flashbacks I saw of him, he brings so much comedy.
It was comedy. Like
Major
he was
Brock comedy.
sassy. He was just
Yeah.
shady. He was a shady queen, is what they would say on RuPaul's Drag Race. You're shady. Did somebody order a hooker? Oh, classic. Classic. I didn't even
Or
see
when he
that.
pushed and when he pushed Nicole out the window, oh, hilarious stuff. I loved it.
I gotta go into that harder because Angela, Professor Angela, was kind enough to share a lot of classic Days videos, and I do have to dedicate some time and visit some of the best bits. It's just some random episodes, some August 6th, 1982's Days of Our Lives, just whatever the hell was happening at the end of that summer. Just dive into one episode blind, try to figure it out.
It's so interesting that you decided on that date because that's 1 week before my 21st birthday.
Oh, goodness gracious. Sandra says other convincing cast changes, Chanel and Days, when they changed Chanel. I don't know the old Chanel, but I guess when they
Either.
switched out Chanel, it was very easy to accept Raven
Okay.
Bowens in the role. Same thing with Trina and GH. I don't think that Trina's really those two Trinas really resembled each other. But new
No, not
Trina
at
was
all.
very like quickly ingratiated into the story. An actor we know, says Kelly. An actor we know from a canceled soap is coming to Days of Our Lives. That could be one of hundreds of people, Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah, why are you teasing us? And Jeannie follows up. Victor was horrible at times, and as was Edward Quartermain. I wonder what he was doing on August 6, 1982. I'll have to pull up the
Morning
episode of
for my
Days of Our
twenty
Lives in that hard drive and figure it out. Stephen Snetcher is Julie's brother. I don't know what that means, Jeannie. Hey, speaking of people that are on the show, where's Everett?
Oh, Everett gonna be on next week.
Was there a preview for next week? Okay,
Everett's
okay.
gonna be on next
I feel
week.
like he hasn't been on in like 3 weeks.
I thought Jada was I understand why Jada's upset about this whole thing, but I think she was extra hard on Stephanie this week. Stephanie, you know, she really, you know, tried to walk by her and didn't say anything. And these two girls are supposed to be buddy buddies, right? Good, you know, ride or die girls. And Jay didn't want nothing to do with Stephanie. Now, I don't. I think she's misplacing her anger.
Yeah.
I don't think that's, you know, Stephanie didn't know.
She didn't. No. Nope.
She did not know.
What
you
happened
know,
was.
She was being duped as much as Jada was.
Dog Everett was dating besties and was able to somehow duck for a while. The two of them, who were very close to each other in Seattle, realizing that the person that they were dating was the same dude. So when it comes to the depths of this character's ability to manipulate a situation and stay out of trouble, it is intense, which lends to he's lying and was never injured. He's just playing it as good as he can.
I think so, too.
Okay, all right. Steven Schnetzer is the person who's coming to Days of Our Lives. He played Cass Winthrop on Another World. So we wouldn't know him because that wasn't an ABC show.
Yeah, we wouldn't know him. However, when I see his face, I might recognize him from other media things.
Apparently, he's an old guy. He plays Julie's brother, Steve. So there's lots of Steves.
Oh, so Julie's brother's going to come to town.
For probably likely for Doug's funeral. But I don't know. I don't know if we could get there yet. Like, this would have to still be another 2 months out.
Yeah, because Bill Hayes, it doesn't, the timeline's not right for it.
He passed away in January, didn't he? It was 2024.
Yeah, but 7 months haven't went by. So.
Exactly. That's what I was measuring. So yeah. If he's coming, then maybe he's hopping onto the set right now to film it, but it won't be on for a long time.
Or perhaps he's, I think we're going to discover that Everett is somehow some kind of work.
Yeah?
Yeah, because didn't they talk about some person named Nick and, I don't know. I think we're going to find out he's a work.
Some family time.
Didn't Julie say he looked so much like so-and-so?
Something like that.
Yeah, when he was at the house helping her with the burned house.
He just looks so
you know, like... Everett, he really is quite good at placing himself in where he can be some kind of aid.
Yes. You know? Yeah. He wants to be seen as the good guy, mm-hmm. you know, just constantly putting himself in the situation where he's seen as the person that's championing right. So he can nefariously pull the strings from the shadows doing wrong.
And hopefully old Daddy Patch will get his number and save his baby girl Stephanie.
Okay, Jeannie follows it up here. He was on The Locker Room and mentioned he was flying to L.A. this week for days. So this guy isn't going to be on the show for 6 months.
There you go.
But he was headed to the studio.
Cool.
To film his portion.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I wonder, when is Harris going to be gone?
We're getting there. Because Clyde has escaped from jail, which makes him very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically he's going to have to catch up to him on some sort of roof somewhere while Clyde is up there with a gunman. While the gunman shoots Harris dead, Clyde tries to render first aid but is unsuccessful as Harris passes away on a roof in the city of Salem.
I can't complain, though, because I like me some Steve Burton. I get me and myself a dose of Steve Burton.
Getting a double dose of Stevie B.
I get a dose of Steve Burton in the afternoon. So, I'm okay with it. But I know that, you know, his days have got to be numbered.
Oh, yeah. We're getting there. We're getting close. We're getting down to the nitty.
And, you know, I'm not crazy about Ava. Ava's okay. But this is what I don't like about Ava. Ava falling into bed with Steph. Nasty.
It's super gross.
Nasty.
I'm with you.
And if she was so crazy about Harris in the first place, I think she could have kept her pants on.
Yeah. Like I say, kind of week over week.
She's supposed to be in love with him, right?
Right. It's hard for me to climb into that mindset. I don't understand, you know, having somebody that you're hot for. And then another person crawls along and you find yourself being able to be hot for that person too. I don't understand it. I don't understand how people can do that. So it sucks. It puts them in a S-H-I-T-T-Y situation over poor choices.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy about that part. And I feel the same way about Stefan. If Stefan's supposed to be so crazy about his sweetheart that's stuck in the jail, Gabby, he's so crazy about his wife, so crazy about her, got to do everything to protect her, he wouldn't be jumping in bed with Ava either.
No. Unless he's like just a man, you know. Sometimes men just got a man, right? Isn't that what happens?
I guess.
You say you live in California, right? And something happens and you're like, you know what? I got to leave for 2 years, right? And you leave for 2 years and you don't talk to anybody. You know? Maybe you send one letter every 8 months. Something like that, right? And then they catch up with you, you know, in South Dakota where you moved to. And you've had four girlfriends in the 2 years that you've been gone, but still writing letters to home.
Maybe that's what Everett's been doing for the last 2 years. But like, he already had four girlfriends.
You know, like those types of things. There are just people out there that just can't last, I guess.
I guess.
Without feeling like a man.
Oh, Lordy.
Like I said, I really don't understand the mindset, but it's a real one. It's one that exists out there, and one it seems Stefan O. DeMira has. Not Stefano, but Stefan O. Stefano always disappeared and reappeared, said Sandra. So, hey, that's why Stefano had so many kids, because he, too, was out there being a man.
I guess, huh? You don't crack me up when they had the christening there at the house? I think it was EJ said that Kristen was just going to stay out of it.
Yes.
Kristen wasn't going to bless anybody with her company that day.
I'm just going to stay upstairs.
Yes. she didn't let Rachel come down. Nothing.
She and Alex have really hatched a little plan, haven't they? Trying to secure the people that they're interested in. So if we push these two as much as we can away from us, it won't drive them into each other's arms, I promise you this. It's going to somehow turn them around and back to us. I don't think this plan is going to work.
No, I think it's a kooky plan. It's got lots of holes in it.
This is just pushing Eric and Gwen. No, not Gwen.
Teresa.
Eric and Teresa. Pushing them together. Where they're, you know, he's putting ketchup on her plate and taking some fries off of it, and they're falling into a rhythm. You know, they're picking up kind of where they left off, just without the drugs.
You're talking about Brady, not Eric.
Yes, I'm. Yeah. Eric Marstolf as Brady.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're doing the Laura Carly thing.
I did. I did the Laura Carly thing because my mind had Brady in it. My mouth said Eric. So he's putting the ketchup on. He's eating it, you know, and they're just falling into this rhythm and talking about stuff. And you know, like he was there for the post drug thing, but like in a caring, supportive way that wasn't like, what's wrong with you? How can I help you? How can I make you never do this again? You know, that was Alex.
Well, that time bomb's going to have to go off eventually, too, you know, when Alex finds out he is indeed the heir, not.
Well, not Xander is going to find out that he's the heir. And we still, you know, we left Xander flapping in the breeze a couple of weeks, too, when it came to what did he do that night.
Right.
Where the Horton house was burned down and Harris was shot and all hell broke loose.
Yep.
Well, Laura. Hey, Laura. Laura Smith is here with us. Laura says, I'm hoping Kristen gets over Brady finally and moves on and hooks up with Constantine for a truly evil, soapy mayhem. Kristen and Constantine.
Love scene, I'm with you. I don't want to see that love scene.
We can just reference the fact that that she has controlled Constantine through her womanly wiles and just never show it. You see, she's just so magnetic in the way that she glistens and glides against my body. Oh, Constantine, no. And then that's always the reaction, you know, that's all, like, and Leo goes, nope, and then walks away, you know.
Oh man, I just love Leo on there. He
really is a radiant, shining light throughout Days of Our Lives.
He is.
Whenever he's in a scene, you know, that it's going to, because they give him the good stuff. You know, they give him the good lines, and he's always quippy and always, and then, you know, the actor too, he plays it up.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. You can tell he loves being Leo. You can tell it's very fun for him. It's very fun. And what's interesting too is his character on Young and the Restless is nothing like Leo. Very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see him as anything else other than Leo. Leo's the only thing that I've ever seen him play. So I'm here with him. Greg Rickert is the name. I haven't seen him. I know that he was recently on Young and the Restless doing a little guest spot for a couple of days on something that they were doing there. But I didn't see it myself, so I don't know this dude. I do know that he was one half of, like, the gay couple of 2004 or something. Wasn't he? Like, there was this one gay couple when I was still a younger man. That was like breaking barriers and the first gay couple in daytime, and their names were like Luke and Owen or something. And
maybe, but that wasn't Young and the Restless. He's always been straight on Young and the Restless.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe he wasn't a part of it then. Yeah, no, I don't remember the show. Was it
female, I believe?
Was it One in the One Life to Live? Well, ABC's been a little more progressive than the other networks. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
What matters is right now and today, Easter Sunday, and the christening of Jude, and the antics there, and the near truths being spoken, as Leo is inspired by the words of the priest.
And I'm a little disappointed that indeed Jude is still a baby blanket.
He is still a baby blanket. That's something I thought about when I was watching it too. Because they had this moment where Jude began to fuss, and Eric reached over the pulpit or whatever it was to grab the blanket, and the blanket just kind of like folded in his hand.
Yes.
As he brought it over. It's just like, oh.
Right?
Like, this baby... We're just gonna complain. We're gonna get into the active complaining portion.
We need real babies. If they're old enough to hold their head up,
we need a real baby, or at least a real baby doll, at the very least. We need to see an arm. We need to see a leg. We need to see the dome of a bald head or something, because at this point, this baby is way too big to still be swaddled like that.
It's not a newborn baby anymore.
It's not a newborn. I can't even open up my eyes. What are these things? How do they open? We're not right there.
These babies are almost old enough to be sitting on your hip, hanging out. They're almost old enough for that. Definitely holding up their head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably even rolling over. They should be sitting on mama's hip by now.
Yeah, they're definitely not in you need to be in the crook of my elbow.
Right.
Situation anymore. This kid's head can be hanging off your arm now. It's okay. It's okay.
And they'd be crying because they didn't want to be carried like a football anymore. They'd be crying for that reason alone.
Laura says that I thought Days had the first gay couple with Will and Sunny, and that's probably right. That feels right in my spirit.
I wasn't watching at the time.
I know that Sunny was on like a month and a half ago.
Was he?
I think so. He popped through for a day, hung out with John, or was on the phone or something. But there was some sort of Sunny thing. Some sort of Sunny thing. Because I remember he came through, and this Leo and Dimitri were still together at the time. And I remember social media response was, well, how come Sunny's not on the show for Leo? What is this Dimitri nonsense? Because no couple is ever good enough.
Oh, okay. All righty then. Yeah, I liked Friday's show pretty. It was Friday's show was good, and we know that Holly, she finally told the truth.
Yep, Friday ended with Holly
at the very, very end of the show,
in front of everybody, finally admitting that Tate did not give her the drugs, just in time for us to get a new Tate, to be let out of his halfway house. I think my favorite little bit was Holly trying to call him, being like, "Oh, I'm his mom,"
With
but
his mom
she's
sitting
there.
there.
I'm Kate's mom. Who is this?
That was
That
funny.
was good.
And if Holly would have been thinking any clearer, she knew she was there.
Yeah, but she wasn't thinking clearly. She
She
was
wasn't
thinking
clear.
about
She was
filling a glass with wine.
scrambling. She was
Holly is
scrambling.
Holly's troubled. What? Why is Holly troubled? Why is she this troubled? What happened?
Well, she's probably had all kinds of trauma in the past.
Help us
Who
out, Pete.
knows? Who knows? But, you don't have to have a whole lot of trouble. You don't have to have a whole lot of trouble. You don't have to have a whole lot of trauma to do something stupid ass when you're 17. People do it all the
I guess it could be compounding poor choices. I made a poor choice at the party, and now I feel bad about that poor choice, and so I'm trying to drown how I feel about it through other poor choices. It's kind of a downward spiral situation. Well, it's good that she's told the truth then. Maybe she can get over it and get the help that she needs, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if Tate's gonna forgive her real quick though, because she left him hanging out there in the drive ever since she woke up, which has been a little while now. She kind of let him flap in the breeze,
But also somehow being able to convince him to also keep quiet still. He just likes her, is what it is.
He likes her a lot.
He likes her a lot for no reason. For no real reason.
She's a girl and she pays attention to him.
Oh, is that really what it is? Is it that easy? I guess.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, I mean, if your father, your his father is Brady, and Brady is often wanting to be in love.
Brady, yes, Brady wants a love. Brady's in love with being in love. He really is lonely. Brady's really lonely. I think.
Sorry, I'm responding through text when I can just respond. Somebody is sorry. Laura Smith said, "Do you think the producers are upset with the actor who plays Tate for leaving the role so soon, forcing the recast?" What do you think, Ma? I would say no as well. So we have we what what's this is 6 months old now. Like the original Tate hasn't been on that set in half a year, and so it's old news for them. Deals are in place, contracts are signed. Hey, you signed on for a year to play Tate. Contract's coming up. Hey, you interested in re-signing? No, I'm going to college instead. Contract is over. Moving on to something that makes a lot of sense. I don't see room really to be upset by the situation. Maybe disappointed, maybe hopeful that it turned out differently, but upset? I would say no.
I would say no either. Unless, if it were a character, a different character that's like really ingrained and I'm sure this young man Tate, the young man that plays Tate hasn't been playing him his whole life.
No. Well, they aged him up from 8 to 17 or something that Jeannie just said.
Yeah,
So.
so he wasn't, I don't think they'd be that upset because I don't think as viewers we're all that attached to him.
No, and if there was, it wasn't a long time to be deeply, deeply, deeply attached. You can feel the disappointment, the wish that it turned out differently, but ultimately, being upset. I would say that should be far away from how people feel about it. It's just choices.
But I think that the young man that's been playing Tate and now not, I thought he did a good job. I thought he had a very expressive face, and when you could tell that he was really sad or worried and stuff, I thought he was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good.
And
Hopefully, the new Tate needs to be a little, oh man, be pissed at Holly. Be a little pissed at Holly.
Like
Don't
I
let her
said,
off the
he's come from Disney. He's got a little experience under his belt. So my assumption is that they have a little more heavy lifting for this actor to do as Tate than Jamie had. So, I mean, the future is what's going to prove it when it comes to any number of things. We can sit here and speculate every single week as we do, and
It's me too.
Constantly be wrong or sometimes be accurate. But ultimately, the future is going to be the prover to what it is that we sit here and talk about. But no, I don't think. don't think so. If a show can go to you and say, we are not going to renew your contract, thank you for doing this, and you're expected to not be upset about that, I think it's only fair that you expect the studio to not be upset if you do the same thing.
I agree. And I agree, like, and it doesn't matter what kind of job you have either. No, when you leave your employer, it's a business decision. Just like if they were to decide to lay you off or let you go, it's a business decision. And when you leave an employer, it's a business decision as well. Personal.
Ooh, Laura says maybe upset was too strong of a word. I'm with you on there, Laura. I use upset in place of all kinds of other words that should carry less impact than the word upset. Annoyed, irritated, bothered. But I'm like, well, why are you getting upset about that? It's it's it it lends more of an emotional charge to the statement or to the question than actually exists in what it is that people are talking about. So I totally understand that. Whatever.
As long as
Communication.
they give enough notice, as long as they give enough notice for you to go out there and find a good replacement, not just walking off the set, giving the finger and saying, I'm done.
Oh no, yeah. Really, when it comes down to it, not everybody gets the Marcus Coloma treatment where, hey, we're just it's 2 weeks. We're not doing it. Like there's a little more time there. It's coming up. Hey, we need to figure this out now because we're structuring the months. Are you going to be here or not? I get it. I get it. Soap actors are on a 13-week cycle, says Jeannie. I would say that would probably be the expectation of a soap offer is a 13-week cycle. There's no way that Drake Hogeston and Marlena
Deidre Hall.
Deidre Hall are on 13-week rotations. No way. And also, Steve Burton, classically, and we all know because it's been reported, has signed on for 2 solid years to General Hospital.
Yes.
So I would say that the general expected, like I'm playing Marshall Ashford, my deal will probably be 13 weeks at a time. Just as we saw right now, Robert Gossett is no longer on contract, but still on the show.
Right.
He got to the end of a 13-week cycle. They said, we're going to take you off a contract because we just don't see the number of episodes
Yeah, they
for
don't know what
Marshall
they're going
to
to do with
support
Marshall.
a guarantee. But we're not getting rid of the character. We're just going to use you as we need you.
Right.
Boom. You
Now,
know?
and Steve, when he was on Days of Our Lives, I believe he had 1 year contract.
Yeah. So
And maybe they wanted him to continue, and he was like, oh, I'm going home.
Nope, I'm out of here. So I do, I think that it's just, dependent, pretty dependent. And then, of course, whenever you get started, it's only a 48-hour contract or whatever. Like
Or they say a
5 days,
five
five
appearances.
shows, five something, because every single soap opera actor talks about their first soap role, their first breakout soap role. It's such a common story.
It is.
From Roger Howarth to Lisa Loes Cicero to Will DeVry to all of these people that we saw at the GH convention, really. Time and time and time again, they hired me for 10 episodes and I never left.
I was
So
hired
many
me for
times.
10 episodes and I've been here 15 years.
Exactly. 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 So, yeah.
It just makes sense. It makes sense. You go and throw something on the wall, see if it sticks or not.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%. 100,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000% on that.
I mean that, and yeah, you get outside of entertainment, you find that a lot in your just regular old secular jobs too. That you got a 90-day probation period, kick your ass out the door quickly
Exactly.
without any excuses.
Yeah, be like, you didn't cut the mustard. You didn't cut the mustard, kid Yeti. Go find yourself another duck to work on. That's it. I only had a couple of notes. It is 10:10.
It's
Doom,
ten
doom,
ten.
doom, doom. Time for your weather on the tens.
Yeah.
Still, it's a little sunnier here in Los Angeles as the cloud cover continues to burn away.
So you guys, we're gonna jump right into the 10th floor,
Yeah.
pretty quick
Yeah, pretty
because
quick.
it's Easter. I got things to do.
We do. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get out of class, class dismissed. We're gonna shut this down for 5 to 10 and then be right back on. We're not even going to cram a bagel in our mouth. We're not even going to do that.
No, I'm probably going to get another cup of coffee and use a restroom.
That's pretty much my plan too. So class dismiss, everybody get out. Homework is to watch Days of Our Lives. And come back, and your assignment is, come back with your fully fledged opinions on the new Tate. And that's it. Get out of here. What time? We'll call it 10:20.
Yeah.
So whatever hour.
Water and come back.
I don't know what hour it is in the area that you're at, but we're all in the same minute.
Mm-hmm.
That it makes things a little easier for the world.
Yes.
We're all in the same minute. So when your clock says 20, come on back.
Yep.
So
she's 8 minutes away.
Yeah. No long outro. Like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.